Once upon a time, there was a girl named Gretchen Miller. Gretchen grew up to be a badass. She came from an okay family. Nobody hit each other or screamed at each other. They liked each other well enough most of the time. But no one ever had any money. Gretchen's mom worked at a diner and her dad worked sometimes. He wasn't one of those stereotypical toxic men. He didn't drink too much or yell too much. He didn't cheat on Gretchen's mom, and he attended Gretchen's dance recitals when there was money for lessons and therefore recitals requiring his presence. He just had trouble seeing himself as the kind of guy who made minimum wage doing general labor or driving the shuttle at a car dealership or assistant managing a McDonald's or. When he'd drink, not too much, but enough to get maudlin, he would say, "Is this all there is? Is this all there is?" Every few months, he would decide he was meant for better things, bigger things. And then he would quit his job in favor of some vision only he could see. Unfortunately, often his visions involved pyramid schemes. Gretchen's mom was a career waitress, but she didn't bring home enough to float the household on her own. So when Gretchen's dad was in one of his delusions of grandeur phases, things in the Miller household would get tight. Tighter. Gretchen and her sister Ingrid would get free lunch at school, which sounds great in theory, but was in fact not great, as the school only served free meals to kids who qualified for them, which meant Gretchen and Ingrid also qualified for a lot of cruelty from their peers. But Gretchen? She didn't let any of that stop her. Gretchen was the kind of person who watched and learned. She was a hustler. She scrabbled and saved, working through high school, waiting tables, and teaching at her childhood dance studio. Hell, she worked through middle school, babysitting and shoveling driveways and doing whatever anyone would give her money to do. She saved that money. For what? She wasn't sure. For something. All she knew was that she wasn't going to be like him. Like them. She loved her parents, but she'd seen from a young age that the key to happiness, to peace, was self-sufficiency. To not need to rely on a man or the man. To be your own boss. And I am. Me. I'm Gretchen, the badass. When I was exactly halfway through my 2-year community college degree in business and marketing, I sat myself down and said, now is the time to turn that something into an actual thing. And so, Miss Millers of Minnetonka was born. Tap, jazz, ballet, and hip-hop, ages 3 to 18. This is my 17th year in business. I own my own house. I have a retirement account. I don't have to wear a suit or a uniform to work. I don't have to ask my boss when I want to do something because I am my boss. I don't need a husband or a boyfriend to chip in on the mortgage or the vet bills or the vacations I'm too busy to take anyway. If a boyfriend started mooching off me, it wouldn't make any difference to my bottom line. Actually, if a boyfriend started mooching off me, he'd be demoted to ex-boyfriend. So yeah. I did it. I'm a success. All those annoying memes you see about girl bosses are me.